Hello? Oh, hey, Sylvia. It's Tina again from Local Splash.
Yeah,
is this a better time?
Yeah, good.
Okay, good. Okay. I'm glad. So what's going on? I know that you signed up, and then all of a sudden you had some second thoughts and wanted to cancel.
Yeah, because I'm not getting anything from it, Tina, to be honest with you. I haven't received not a phone call, not a nothing. So that's why I'm not really satisfied with the whole situation.
I see. So I don't know if you've been on your client dashboard or not, but this is showing us that in the past 30 days while you've been working with us, your company
right.
has been found on the first page of Google 544 times, and you've had
okay.
68 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to
okay.
call you from the first page. So I'm thinking
okay, that's
that you...
Great.
Yeah, I think you've gotten some solid work out of it, and maybe you're not aware. One thing we could do if you wanted to be able to track it better is we could
okay.
put a call tracking number on there, which means we would purchase a brand new 862 area code phone number. But when people
okay.
call it, it would forward over to your number. And then you would know that those are calls coming strictly from this campaign, and you would know that you're getting the most bang for your buck. You know what I mean?
Got you. Okay. And how much is that?
Oh, I could put that in there for you at no cost. Usually that's a little upsell for our existing clients, but if you wanted to utilize it, I could put that in for you. No problem.
Yeah, that'll be great, Tina. And another question, how long has the website been live for?
Oh, gosh. I think it's been live since maybe day two or three. Let me look. Oh, actually, an email went to you on July 1st and said my site is live. So that's when it launched,
okay.
was on July 1st.
Okay. All right. Get that going for me and see if you can do something with the Facebook, because it's something with the using grant access. And for some reason, I can't get in touch with the people that have previous access to it. Like, there's some kind of confusion. So if you can see, like, maybe there's something that you can do, perhaps, maybe you guys, maybe.
I don't know because that's not my department, but let me actually ask that department. I can send a
okay.
message over to them. So, I'll put client, does not and cannot get access, right? Because they're not
yeah.
responding to you. Okay. Does not and cannot get access to her business Facebook.
You need some type of link or something, and I have no idea what they're talking about, that I'm not able to gain access to it.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do, yeah. I'm just asking, is there anything we can do to help? Do you know who created that business Facebook? Was it another company? Or
no, it's mine that I created, but what they did is they got access, and now that I'm trying to get access, I'm not able to because there's a certain thing that they have, like ownership or something like that, primary ownership, something like the Google business. So with that, I can't get into my Facebook to give you guys access to it.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like you did good with the Google business. You gave us access to that, but I don't know
yeah.
about
the Facebook,
why you can't get in. Because were they kind of linked together as far as you know, or?
No, what happened was is they needed access to this because they had to work with my Facebook, my Google,
yes.
my Instagram. So that's what happened there. So where I was no longer with them, I didn't know that I was supposed to regain access back. So they still have access to that. I don't have access.
What company is that?
Reputation Boost, I believe
they're saying. Okay. I'll put a company called Reputation Boost. Boost has access. Okay, so I'm sending that message to that department, and I'll see
okay.
what they say. If anything is needed from you, I'll have them call you back. And worst
uh-huh.
case scenario is your package includes a small budget to run the Facebook ads. If we find out that you can't get access, then who knows? Usually, if you can't get access, we can't create a new page because it's duplicate and that would hurt your ads. But I could ask them if they could create a new page or something like that. But worst case scenario, if they can't, we could always take the Facebook ads off and that would lower the subscription to just $1.99 monthly. So, but I don't want to really cross that bridge until I know that it's necessary because I think the Facebook ads will really help you. You know what I mean? But let's wait to see what that department says, if there's any options at all, you know. If not, have you tried to call Reputation Boost and ask them to give you the access again? Or
I did, but they're only emailing me because they're trying to explain to me what to do. Like, they're giving me instructions, and, like, I don't know where to go, what to do. So I told them to call me on the phone, and they haven't done that.
Oh, okay. Okay. So do you remember what the login was for it? Like when you log into your business Facebook before, was it like your email and like a password that you set up or?
Yeah, but like I don't, it's so long. I can't remember the password.
Password. Okay. So maybe you could, forward those emails that they sent you to us, and then I can send them to that department. You know what I mean? Because that department would be able to figure it out in a heartbeat, you know, if they're not
100%.
Calling you. Okay, so I'll send you an email that says, please reply to this email with your emails from Reputation Boost, and then that way I can forward it to the Facebook department, okay? And we'll just kind of go from there, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much, Tina.
All right. You're welcome. And then if our technician calls you later today, that's going to be just to set up that call tracking number. So please take the call, okay?
No problem. Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome, Sylvia. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.